And now the game where we ask experts on a particular topic about something else entirely. Ginny Mose of CNN is known as the Queen of Quirk. Her specialty, the offbeat stories, often about animals or other odd things, that reveal how strange and ultimately trivial our world really is. We don't know whether she accepted our invitation because she likes us or because she's interested in us professionally. But either way, we're happy to have her with us. Ginny Mose, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Lately, the animals I've been covering are the political animals.
Yeah, anyway. Well, we're happy to talk to you about that because you've, of course, been covering the otter side of the political campaigns much as we have. I wanted to compare notes. But I wanted to ask you something first, which is that before you got into this business of doing the quirky stories and the odd stories and the funny stories, you were actually a hard news reporter. You covered, for example, the difficulties in China back in 1988 for CNN.
You know all my secrets.
I do. Doesn't it usually go the other way, though? Isn't the stereotype like Jane Fonda in the China Syndrome, the woman doing the light features who wants to go to hard news? You went the other way.
Yeah, no, it was exactly the opposite with me. I did hard news, and the last big stint of hard news I did was the Gulf War, the first Gulf War at the UN, and then I just wanted out of it. I wanted to let my creative juices flow.
You're like, to heck with this. I want to do talking chihuahuas.
Exactly. Wow. Or talking carrots for Obama. That was one of my favorite political ones so far.
Can you tell us about that? That was a story you did this season.
Yeah, you know, Obama's got all these kind of weird supporters, and there's actually a category of carrots for Obama where the owners have either taught the parrots to say Obama or they picked it up on their own. And there was one parrot in particular named Smokey who really was phenomenal at saying Obama, and yes, we can.
All right. We have tape of it here, so let's listen to one of these Obama maniac parrots. Here we go.
Obama. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Wow.
Gee, I mean...
Is he on the short list?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Obama supporters mindlessly repeating slogans. That doesn't seem that unusual to me.
You know, Smokey actually learned that. His owner did not teach him. He learned that from listening to the Will I Am video. You know that song
where they
sing, Yes I Am, Yes I Am?
Wow, that's crazy. Now you actually were on top of what we thought was the biggest political story of this last week, which is, of course, the Paris Hilton presidential campaign ad.
Absolutely.
Now you talk.
That story gave me a heart attack because we had a scary moment while we were doing that story. We're crashing to finish it, and about I'd say 10 seconds after it aired, we started to realize that we had included a man on the street interview.
Yeah.
Where a British guy called Paris a plonker.
A plonker.
A plonker, and he told me that that meant idiot, and I put it in the piece. I had him saying plonker. Well, about 10 seconds after it finished airing, my producer Googled plonker and saw that plonker originally meant a piece of male anatomy. and we were very worried that we had just put that on the air.
Really? Adam's apple, really.
That's
exactly, yeah. But it turns out that was an original meaning and not the current meaning, so I think we're okay.
Right. But here's the funny thing, is that as I think you helped discover, that this ad actually makes Paris Hilton look, for perhaps the first time, not like a plonker at all. She actually comes off rather well.
It is indeed the first time that I've had a bunch of, like, intelligent people that I interviewed on the street were saying good things about Paris.
I know. The person, not the city, about which we often say good things. But, for example, she memorized her lines.
I was amazed by that.
And I know there's a low bar here, but still.
You know, it wasn't that low. I mean, that was a lot of,
words.
You talked to camera for a while, and they said they came in offering her cue cards, and she said, I don't need them. She had memorized the script.
I do think you're setting the bar kind of low. I mean, the parrot memorized its lines. If that's now our measure of ingenuity and political wherewithal, then we're really, really in big trouble all the way around.
Parrot did not look as good.
But did you hear her energy plan? I mean, she delivered that energy plan like she believed it.
Did she?
She delivered that energy plan like ABBA singing in English.
You're saying she learned it phonetically.
She learned it phonetically.
All right.
You
I can ask you one last question. You work for CNN. Are they really the best political team on television, or is that just a bit of hyperbole? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to answer that.
Oh, well.
Jeannie, I have a question. Whose job is it to poke Lou Dobbs with a stick every day and get him that angry?
I didn't poke him. He got mad at me once.
I think they hired an undocumented person to poke him with a stick.
No, what did you do to make Lou Dobbs mad?
A couple of things, but one of them had to do with Cher. And I'm just going to stop it right there.
You and Lou Dobbs had a dispute over a chair.
No, Cher.
Cher.
Wait a minute.
Why are you and Lou Dobbs fighting over Cher?
It's such a long story, but Lou and Cher know one another, so...
Oh, really?
Really? No kidding.
Not like that.
Well, wait, are you anti-Cher?
A lot of us are.
I'm not going into it.
All right. Well,
okay. On that note.
All right. But remember, anybody run into Lou Dobbs, just walk up to him and say, Cher, and see what he does. Jeannie Most, we're delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Congratulations. You've won the gold medal in Team Tug of War.
As the Olympics begin in Beijing, we thought we'd review some highlights from the history of the modern Olympic movement. And yes, at one time, Tug of War was an Olympic sport. That was from a surprising timeline history of the Olympics from the New York Times Magazine. We're going to ask you three questions about past Olympic glory. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, provided you pass the urine test the IOC requires us to administer immediately afterwards. Corey, who is CNN's Jeannie Most playing for?
Marla Gutman of Chicago, Illinois.
There you go. Ready to go?
Sure.
Here we go. First question, Margaret Abbott was the first female American Olympic champion. She won the ladies' golf competition at the 1900 Paris Olympics. There was something very odd about her achievement, though. What was it? Was it A, she entered the contest and won it without realizing it was, in fact, the Olympics? B, she had just started playing golf the week before? Or C, she was the only contestant?
I'm going with C, but I don't know why.
You don't know why? You're guessing that she was the only contestant?
Yeah.
No, it was A. She had no idea she had just won the Olympics. She thought it was just a local golf tournament. She happened to be over in Paris. She entered, she won, and she got a ceramic bowl as her trophy, which she kept with her. And according to the Times, she died 55 years later without ever realizing that she was America's first woman Olympic champion. Nobody realized it. By the way, 1900, also the last year that golf was an Olympic sport.
All right, a minute too soon.
I know. You have two more chances here. Next question. Also at those 1900 games, Léon de Lunden took the gold medal in what event that has also since been dropped from the Olympic program? Was it A, live pigeon shooting, B, ox lifting, or C, fencing on horseback?
It's either A or C.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with A.
You're going with A, live pigeon shooting?
Yeah.
You're correct, live pigeon shooting. He took the gold after shooting 21 pigeons and grazing an elderly Texas lawyer who happened to pop his head up at the wrong time. This is so exciting because you've got one right with one to go. Get this, you win.
Brock, yes, you can. Brock.
Here we go.
Yes, you can.
In Helsinki, 1952 Olympics, one of the more notable events there was the 10,000-meter race walk. The race walk. What happened? A, the six competitors, tiring at the 8-kilometer mark, agreed as gentlemen to take a 5-minute break before starting again from where they had stopped. B, the two leading walkers coming down the home stretch lost control of themselves and broke into a run. Or C, not realizing it was a race, a group of officials walked out onto the track in front of the strolling competitors, disrupting it.
C,
you're going to say they didn't realize that those guys walking around the track were actually in an event, so they walked out in front of them and the whole thing got ruined. Is that what you're guessing? No, it was actually B, they broke into a run.
Oh, jeez.
They just got so caught up. Couldn't take it anymore. The IOC eventually jettisoned the 10,000-meter race walk. Corey, how did Jeannie Most do in our quiz?
Jeannie Most got only one right.
Brock, well, no, you can't. Brock.
Jeannie Most is a national news correspondent for CNN. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jeannie.
It was fun.